I already explained about Maitreya Buddha when I explained about the three periods. Three periods of Buddhism. And in this occasion, I want to explain this all of the 10 Buddhas which we recite near time. Homage to the pure Dhammakaya Parinibbana Buddha. I already explained Parinibbana Buddha. And to the complete Sambhogakaya Parinibbana Buddha, to the numerous Nimakaya Shakyamuni Buddha, to the future Maitreya Buddha, I explained already Maitreya Buddha, to all Buddhas past, present and future all over the world. To the Mahayana Saddhama Pundarika Sutra, to the great Manjushri Bodhisattva, to the Mahayana Samantabhadra Bodhisattva, to the great compassionate Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva, to the many bodhisattva, mahasattvas, to the mahaprajna paramita. Here we have complete teaching of Buddha. Dhammakaya Buddha, Sammayakaya Buddha, Immakaya Buddha, this is Buddha. And here we have Mahayana Bodhisattva. And we have also the Mahayana Mahaprajna Paramita. This is the teaching. So we have here Buddha and Sangha and Dhamma. So to recite those names, actually, if you recite those names with deeper understanding, it means you are practicing the Buddha's way. And Buddha we have three ways of meaning of Buddha or understanding of Buddha. Dhammakaya Buddha, Sambhogakaya Buddha, and Nimakaya Buddha. Buddha as the truth, as the truth is Dhammakaya Buddha. The Buddha as rewarded body is Sambhogakaya Buddha. And Buddha, which takes various forms to help people, is Nimakaya Buddha. when Shakyamuni Buddha help people providing various teaching like doctor who make prescription for the invalid. Each Nimakaya incarnated Baba. Sambhakaya Buddha is the Buddha divided father or attained a Buddhahood, which was attained through his practice. It's Sambhakaya Buddha. Dhammakaya Buddha, as I say, Buddha as a truth. So historical Buddha is actually Nimakaya Buddha. And Buddha who express, who realize the truth is Dhammakaya Buddha as the truth, whether he attained enlightenment or not, Buddha will be there. Truth is there. So, in this sense, although he realized the truth, but if we put emphasis on the truth itself, rather than its value, or rather than its spiritual or physical being, that is Dhammakaya Buddha. Although he had he is the embodiment of the truth, without practice he cannot attain enlightenment, or he cannot express the truth. Only when he actually practice the truth, the truth will be realized. Realization of the truth will take place. In this sense, we call him Sambhakaya Buddha. So, Nimakaya Buddha, Sambhakaya Buddha, or Dhammakaya Buddha, actually one. In this way, we understand Buddha. And here, instead of Buddha himself, the name of Vairocana Buddha is here. To homage to the pure Dhammakaya Vairocana Buddha. to the complete Samyakaya Vairocana. Vairocana Buddha, sometime maybe Dhammakaya, but sometime he is also Samyakaya, because he is the Bodhisattva. Before he became Vairocana Buddha, he was a Bodhisattva and practiced his way according to his vow. To the numerous Nimakaya Shakyamuni Buddha, we say all the Buddha, past and future, past, present, and future. When they realize, when they become Buddha, they become Shakyamuni Buddha. So Shakyamuni Buddha will be numerous. So it is not only Shakyamuni Buddha that who attained enlightenment. All the patriarchs and bodhisattvas will be the Buddha. Shakyamuni Buddha. To the future Maitreya Buddha. I explained Maitreya Buddha already. To all Buddhas, past, present, and future, all over the world. Here, world, this world is not just this a human world. There are many worlds. So this world means worlds, various worlds in which there are various worlds. To the Mahayana Saddhamputrika Sutta, this sutra is supposed to have highest teaching of Buddha, as well as Avatamsaka Sutta. To the great Manjushri Bodhisattva, Manjushri Bodhisattva. I explained the great Manjushri Bodhisattva when I explained Prajnaparamita Sutta. To the Mahayana, Samantabhadra Bodhisattva. The Mahayana Samantabhadra Bodhisattva is the Bodhisattva. Who is famous for his 10 vows. Samantabhadra Bodhisattva. Samantabhadra Samanta means universal. Bhadra means wisdom or sagacity or deep wisdom. Here, when we say Samanta and Bhadra, looks like near the same, but there's great difference. Usually, through intellectual understanding, you may have the universal truth. You may understand what is universal truth. Inducing by induction or by experience or by thinking. But wisdom, which we mean, cannot be acquired through thinking or by experience. In your philosophy, there were various disputes whether it is possible to have a perfect wisdom by experience. Through experience, you will have some knowledge or deep, perfect understanding. Or someone may say it is not possible to acquire the perfect understanding by experience. So even experience, it is we cannot be sure to have perfect understanding. In according to Buddhism, it is not possible to have the perfect understanding through experience. The accumulation of experience, even though you repeat same experience over and over, that result of experience is still experience, and that is not that that cannot be the perfect truth. that which you will attain through experience will be some universality. But some accurate, substantial, solid, tangible feeling or meaning cannot be attained by experience. So we put emphasis on validity rather than universality. This validity could be acquired through light meditation. If if Zazen practice is just to acquire or to attain some special experience, that is not true Zazen. True Zazen. That you have acquired or obtained by through right practice is not is more than just experience. You may say this, what you acquire by right meditation is something the power, you may say power of adjusting yourself according to the circumstances. Sometimes we put emphasis on flexibility. Now you should be always ready to respond to the circumstances. When you have perfect ability to respond to the circumstances, it's the purpose of it's what you will have through right meditation. Even though you do not realize, you do not think, or you do not aware of your the merit of your Zazen, it does not mean you haven't acquired anything. Even though you think you have had some special experience. But that does not mean you acquire the true power of meditation. That is why we say think non-thinking. So you may say obtain something which you cannot obtain. Whatever. Anyway, what you will have through Zazen is more than what you think you have acquired. This kind of acquisition cannot be attained by experience or thinking. Now that is why this Bodhisattva has Samantabhadra Bodhisattva. This Bodhisattva is called Samantabhadra. Samanta is universal. Universal, universality, and Bhadra means wisdom or validity. Validity. More solid and concrete idea. Anyway, his name is Samantabhadra, universal and universality and sagacity. So this Bodhisattva is Bodhisattva of all the Dhamma. All the universal teaching, all the Dhamma. As Bodhisattva, Avalokiteshvara is the Bodhisattva of compassion. This Bodhisattva is the Bodhisattva of wisdom or truth. But this truth, here, by truth, I do not mean some truth in ordinary sense. It is more than truth. It is more concrete. It is more tangible. And here, and there is, again, there is two meanings in Samanta. One is universal Buddha. Other is Dhammakaya Buddha, and the other is the universal Buddha as a Nimakaya Buddha. You see, he is Dhammakaya Buddha, but on the other hand, he is Nimakaya Buddha. He is also Nimakaya Buddha. Nimakaya Buddha is more concrete. Not abstract. Dhammakaya Buddha is more abstract Buddha. Buddha as a truth. Buddha, before he takes various forms, is Dhammakaya Buddha. But Nimakaya Buddha is maybe various being which has form and color. So this Bodhisattva has two sides. He is universal Buddha. as a Dhammakaya Buddha, and also Nimakaya Buddha as a more concrete Buddha, which has form and color. As a Dhammakaya Buddha, his body is omnipresent. Truth is as a Dhammakaya, as a Nimakaya Buddha, his body is more real, tangible Buddha. So each one of us will be a Nimakaya Buddha. But if you think in this way, it is not only this bodhisattva who is Dhammakaya and Nimakaya. All of us is also Nimakaya Buddha and Dhammakaya Buddha. So, if you practice, or if you realize who is this bodhisattva, you will realize who you are. This is the characteristic of Mahayana Buddha, or Bodhisattva. So to repeat, and every Bodhisattva has their own, his own bar. And if his bar may not be just his special bar, but our maybe the bar we should take. This bodhisattva has 10 bars. 10 bars. And I want to explain one by one. But before I explain it, I want to explain, I want to make it clear what is true wisdom. I think I already explained about what is true wisdom once or twice. But as it is rather difficult to explain it. So I don't know whether you understood it or not. Partly because it is rather hard for me to explain. Did I do you remember the classification of our way of observing things? To observe things from the viewpoint of existence, viewpoint of existence, and viewpoint of non-existence, and viewpoint of superior existence, superior viewpoint. Viewpoint of existence is usual way of observing things, usual understanding of this man and nature. And almost all the people are involved in this viewpoint. The viewpoint, from this point, your question will be, what is it? And when you have true better understanding, or the second understanding, your question will be how things go. Even people who is not satisfied with materialistic way of life, as long as their view of life is based on some substantial viewpoint of existence, they cannot get out of materialistic way of life. Even though they seek for some spiritual life. In their spiritual life, there's materialistic God or deity. And evil and spirits there may be. Because their understanding is just bound by some idea of existence, a substance which exists actually. When nothing concrete exists, nothing permanent exists, some people believe in some evil spirit, which works in the same way on you. But no evil spirit can work in the same way forever. They are changing. Whatever exists, whatever the existence may be, they are changing. There is nothing which does not change. If so, there is no evil, special evil spirit who works in the same way. To believe in some permanent one, deity, is also based on the idea of existence. So, we cannot take this aspect. Even though you say spiritual life, but that is not spiritual life. It is another form of material life. Then, if everything is changing, nothing exists, nothing special exists, this is true, but in the smallest particle of time, everything exists. Although everything is changing, but you know, moment after moment it will change, but everything at that moment, smallest particle of time exists in that form or color with close relationship with some other things. That is true. So, the third aspect, or spirit and superior aspect, include two aspects of existence and non-existence, or the first and the second. But even though you understand this truth, it does not mean you have the third aspect. actually to attain, to have, to obtain the third aspect, there is no other way to practice our way. Or else you cannot obtain this aspect. Whatever you say, however, that is, as long as your aspect is in the realm of thinking, that is not dear, the third aspect. So, if you study our way intellectually, you should arrange the various teachings in some order. Or you have to find out some system of the teaching. But when it is necessary for you to accept teaching one by one, as long as you rely on intellectual understanding, you should compare one teaching to the other. But our way of understanding of teaching is quite different. In Rinzai school, if you pass one course, it is good enough. You should pass koan one by one without comparing one koan to the other. Of course, in Rinzai, there are some teachers who arrange koan. We call it step ladder. Practice, step practice, one by one. But in Tendai school, they say that is to arrange teaching vertically. To compare teaching to the other teaching is to arrange teaching what level, what is it? Horizontal. So we should not arrange teaching horizontal or vertical. We should, realize the meaning of the teaching one by one without arranging. So this is not only Zen way, but also Tendai's way. So-called middle way in Tendai. Is a way to accept teaching one by one without arranging. That is the middle way. That is the understanding. That is the third understanding which you will acquire by the third aspect or wisdom. Perfect. That is the middle way. So when we practice our way, we give up the first aspect, which is aspect of existence, and aspect of non-existence. The second aspect, we give up all those aspects and practice our way, resuming in a fundamental life act, or life force, which is not intellectual or emotional. You may understand why we practice our way in so-called skanta. We do not say skanta by using skanta. But some people say skanta. In Shobo Gendo there are many words, kan, san, zen, ben, san, like kan, san. But it means we say just to sit, but just to sit does not mean not don't depend on intellectual understanding, but use the intellectual understanding. This is our way. So you may understand through our Buddhist traditional way of practice or understanding. So whatever books, texts you read, there is Zen. So all those scriptures is the tools of Zen, by which you will understand what is Zen. If you have eyes to read it, you know, this is not just scripture, just Buddhist scripture. This is Zen text which you should read. But there's no need to read all of those scriptures, because there's no need to arrange it perfectly or horizontal. So if you open some part of the scripture, there is Zen. In this way,
we should understand
our way
and we should read scripture.
When you can read scripture, you can find out. You can enjoy your life, whatever you do. To read scripture, nothing but to appreciate, to enjoy your life. That is why we recite 10 names of Buddha when we have meal. Each Buddha is Manjushri Bodhisattva, who is taking care of our practice. Even the name of, he has many names, he is the Buddha who is taking care of our practice. Next time, I want to explain the 10 vows, 10 vows again, Nyen Bosatsu, Saman Bhata Bosatsu. For ordinary people, of course, because of many karmas of time, because of Buddha, many karpas of practice we attain Buddha. In this way, scripture says. But that is just more dramatic, poetic. Many kinds of time. After practicing many kinds of time, he has been conducted. But actually, the regarded body means oneness of practice and Buddha. Oneness of your everyday life. That is some kind. Maybe, yeah. Maybe difficult to accept it. Especially when I say you are everyday life. One is of enlightenment and your everyday life. That's maybe difficult to accept it. But it is so. Because it is difficult to accept it, you sit. Even for a fire, you sit without thinking about this kind of nonsense. Makes any sense to you? Even though it's so.
If you want to understand it, just sit without asking questions. In your sitting, you should not sit for anything. When you find yourself in Zen, you will have the ability. You can handle things quite adequately without the any problem.
When you say Manjushri, when Sabha takes care of our practice, does that include prayer then?
Hmm?
When you say that Manjushri takes care of our practice, should we pray to Manjushri then?
Manjushri.
Manjushri does that. Am I pronouncing
that? That's right. Again, that is your understanding is based on some substantial understanding. Forget all about any substantial idea. This is I realize this point is very, very important for for people. When doctor comes, I was listening to his lecture, and I was very much interested in his statement. He rejected substantial understanding from beginning to end. And this is why we cannot understand Buddhism or our way. Actually, there is nothing to me, including you. If so, you should. Then you will be the one, including everything. Because you do not get accustomed to this kind of. To live in this home, you are not accustomed to your own home. So you are seeking for, you are wondering about finding your home. Where is my home? You are right in your home, and you are seeking for a home. With substance